The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm so excited to be with you all this week, talking about a topic that I actually love to talk about, which is money. Not everybody loves to talk about money, but I find it really fun to play with. And we're going to play this week with creating multiple revenue streams and what that is and how you can play more with that and how you can have more revenue streams in your life, in your business. And, you know, it's really something that Well, the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business, for those of you who might be listening for the first time to my show, I am an Access Consciousness facilitator and a Joy of Business facilitator, which is a specialty class as part of Access Consciousness. And I really didn't actually even ever consider that I could have multiple revenue streams in the way that I do now and the way that I've created since I started playing with Access Consciousness. And there's just been this really fun invitation that the tools of Access have been to have that be a lot easier for me. Like, a lot of times when we think about creating more money, creating more streams of revenue, it's more this, we tend to go to the space of the point of view of that it has to be hard, or that it, like, more money equals more work, or more revenue streams equals more businesses, which equals more work, which equals, you know, like, you have to put in more time, more money, all that kind of stuff, rather than just the really the ask and you shall receive reality that we can have with money and with business and with creation if we're willing for that to be our reality. And so what would it be like to have multiple revenue streams in a way that is easeful for you, that is joyful for you, where the different revenue streams that you have in your life actually could contribute to each other? And where it doesn't mean that the more money, like, you making more money or having money coming from different places and spaces and different income streams means that you have to never, ever sleep again or always work or anything like that. Like, what if adding things to your life and adding things to your business and your income streams actually is a possibility that is available to you. And I wanted to share today some tools to actually start creating that. So I wanted to start off with actually just doing some clearings around anywhere that you've, anywhere that you've made multiple income streams an impossibility or, an impossibility in your life and in your business, where you destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and meons. And if you don't know what I just said, that's the Access Consciousness clearing statement, which basically is like a delete button for all kinds of unconscious stuff that we have in our world that stops us from actually creating what we truly can create, what is possible for us to create. And And it's all the stuff that we don't even know is running the show in the back of our minds that is stopping us and telling us in some way that we're limited. So if you have a point of view, like I was saying, that, you know, like more money equals more work or more money equals hard, then you're going to, that's going to be running the show, even if you don't, even if you're not consciously aware of that. And so everything that is, and all the points of view and all the judgments and all the refined judgments that you have around money being a challenge, money being difficult, money being impossible, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. So, so what is it? And so one of the things that's been really cool for me too is that I didn't even actually have a sense that I could have, like, I didn't even know what multiple revenue streams actually was. you know, I thought, okay, well, if I have different, if I have lots of different businesses, that's multiple revenue streams. If I have, you know, maybe investment income, but then it was, I was always sort of like, well, then I have to like know all this stuff about the stock market, and that doesn't feel that fun to me. So it was like this whole thing that I had sort of like put off in the distance somewhere. And one of the things that I've been playing with a lot lately, and we've been talking about on this show, is acknowledgement. And really, like, if you, once you start to acknowledge what you actually are creating, and looking from a different point of view at what you're creating and what is showing up in your world and what your life is, there's this ease that we can start to have with actually creating more. Acknowledgement is a phenomenal, powerful, incredible, I call it a ninja tool for creation. And it's one of the tools that is used the least, I would say, in, you know, it's so much easier to think, oh, we have to change something, or I have to make this better, or I have to do something different or be something different, rather than acknowledging what is. And when we don't acknowledge what is, we actually destroy it while we're simultaneously asking to create it. So anywhere that you've been or done that, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. This is actually something that's been really rocking my world lately, which is just that, I've just been so aware of how it's like, I have all of these amazing tools. If you play with excess consciousness, you do too. You know, you have whatever tools you've been exposed to, or whatever tools you might have from other bodies of work to create change. And it's been so fascinating for me recently to see that I have these amazing tools to create change. And so oftentimes that's what I go to, is like, well, what do I need to change? What do I need to change about this? What do I need to do different here? What do I need to puck and pod, or what do I need to choose, or what do I need to add, right? Rather than going, what actually is right now? And Dane here was on my show a few weeks ago, and that was a really, he just invited me to a really powerful space of acknowledging what actually is, and what is actually true with my business and about my business, and really invited all of us, all of the listeners, to really start to perceive, because this is where the energy, like looking at the energy, is so valuable, because it actually gives us, it's a way of going beyond the mind and everything that you've decided is true about your business or your money flows, and actually starting to look at the energy of it. So much of the time we have this, like, we're only looking at what we can see or what has shown up. And what's really interesting about that is that what is showing up in your life right now today is actually an indication of what you've chosen in the past. It's not actually an indication of what you're choosing today. It's an indication of what you've chosen in the past that's created the future that is now today. And what's amazing about that is, like, I'm like, to me, that's just so exciting. It's like, oh, cool. I actually have you know, if I look at what I'm choosing today, it's like I'm actually creating a future with what I'm choosing today. And if I continue to stay in this space of, oh, well, you know, there's like the more money that I might be asking for, or the more revenue streams that I might be asking for isn't here right now, and making it wrong and negating it rather than acknowledging the energy of what is, then I'm creating so much more work for myself. I am working dynamically against everything that I'm creating. So anywhere that you've been that or done that, will you destroy it and create it? Times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine puck pod shirts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. So when we start to look at the energy of, so I want to invite you to actually do this right now. Start to look at the energy of what actually is, like what actually is. Okay, so right now, just perceive what your let's see, where do we want to go with this? Okay, we're going to start with your business. And you may not, so when I say business, this is kind of a, business and money are not the same topic, and they have a lot to do with each other. So, but when I say business, it might be that you have a business, but it might also be that you have a job, or it might be that you run a household. So when I say business, I mean like the creation of your life and living. To me, that's what business is. Okay, so perceive, just become aware of the energy of your business. So if you just lower your barriers right now. Yeah, and start to just notice the energy of your business. So what is your business actually that you have not yet acknowledged? And everything that doesn't allow you to acknowledge it, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, battle name, puck, pod, shirts, boys and beyonds. So what is your business actually that you haven't acknowledged? And everywhere that you've refused to acknowledge what it is based on what you can and cannot see and what is and is not tangible, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shirts, with man's. Okay, so now let's go to revenue streams. So what revenue streams, what possibilities exist with money and revenue in your world that you haven't yet acknowledged? And everything that brings up times a godzillion, will you destroy it and create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, that's actually a really different energy. And so actually, we're going to take a little side trip here. I never said I was going to, I ever did anything in a linear way. So if you're looking for linear, I might not be your girl. But what that leads me to is actually refined judgments, which is something also that we talked about with Dane a few weeks ago. And refined judgments really are these, like we have, you know, judgment of anything, and this is a huge conversation in Access Consciousness, judgment of anything actually kills creation. Like judgment is an energy that actually stifles creation. It stifles your receiving. It stifles what you can be, what you can create, what you can have, all of that. And really keeps us very limited. And so a lot of times when I work with people, I like there's a level of judgment in their world that actually, like they're asking to create something, but they can't actually because there's so much judgment there. So, and the thing is like we have these judgments that are sort of like gross judgments that are like these big, like, you know, sort of elephant in the room type judgments. And we also have what is a newer conversation lately in Access Consciousness, which is refined judgments. And refined judgments are judgments that we have refined literally to such a degree that they have become largely energetic. They don't have like a huge story with them. There's this energetic judgment that we bring to either ourselves or in this case money or other people or whatever that actually we oftentimes misidentify and misapply as awareness. So, and money is an area where there's tons of refined judgments. So all of your refined judgments about money and your money and your revenue streams, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shirts, boys and meons. Yeah. Anywhere you're refusing to acknowledge what you have created with money and revenue streams and income streams in your business, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shirts, boys and meons. So this is actually a huge piece of getting, kind of in a way, getting to a place where you can start to receive more and create more revenue streams and actually ask for more revenue streams is to there's so much more that you can receive when you don't have the judgments running the show. And money is really, sex and money, probably the two most heavily charged topics in this reality. And so there's just such this dynamic space of where we actually really, really, really limit ourselves and what's possible with money. And I'm so fascinated by, and this is one of the reasons I love this conversation so much, is there's so much possibility with money. Like money actually is not in short supply in the universe and in the world. And it's only our points of view that, make it seem like it is. So everything that is and all the refined judgments creating that is your reality, will you just run and create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shirts, boys, bands. And this is actually, it's one of the things that, we're almost at our first break, but we will talk more about this after the break, because this clearing of the refined judgments actually is such a huge, huge piece, like I said, that allows you to actually start to create more. And oftentimes we don't even ask for more, like we're not even willing to ask for more money, more revenue streams, based on the judgments that we have about what's actually possible and what's not possible. So we will dive more into that after the break and more on more clearings and other fun stuff around this topic of creating multiple revenue streams. So this is Heather Nichols. You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys, psst, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a two-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking this week about creating multiple revenue streams. And we were talking before the break about judgment and refined judgment and how that really gets in our way of even what we're willing to ask for. One of the many things that I love so much about Access Consciousness and the joy of business is that there is this entirely different universe for creation that is available when we are willing to go beyond judgment and to continually be clearing our judgments and getting rid of judgments and really just stepping into a greater space of being, which is really what creates. That's where all of creation comes from and emerges from. So if we're looking at creating more money, creating multiple streams of revenue, the more that you have access to you and are willing to be you and clear the judgments that keep you from that, the more possibility there is. And one of the things, so the Access Consciousness has, and actually we talked about this a lot last week, so I'll refer you also to last week's show, regarding creating with the elements of creation: question, choice, possibility, and contribution. And this is really it. From if you're going to use the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of business, to create revenue streams, to create money, to create anything, you want to be like, the main elements of creation are question, choice, possibility, and contribution. Very, very different from going, money's hard to make. Money is hard to create, so I have to like put my nose to the grindstone and I have to like work really hard and I have to like do all these things that aren't fun for me, and you know, in order to have the stuff that's so difficult to obtain and achieve, right? So everything that brings up and everything that is for you, we destroy it and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, short, suppose, and beyond. When we start asking questions, so, you know, elements of creation, you want to start with question. And a true question is not, how do I create more money, right? That's not actually, you're looking for an answer. You're looking for a conclusion. You're not in an exploration of possibility, of what's actually available to you with choice and possibility and receiving the contribution of the universe, which is really what those elements of creation open up. And to me, having played with these elements of creation for, you know, many years with Access Consciousness and really creating from this conversation, oh my God, it's so much easier. And I've multiplied my income probably tenfold in the past 6 years from this conversation. So it, and that's the great news, is it isn't just like a pipe dream or like a, yeah, what a fun little, you know, lofty conversation. It's like, no, this is super pragmatic and it actually works, at least for me. And I've seen it work in a lot of other people's lives. And you have to just go with what feels true for you and what feels expansive in your world, what creates more space and lightness and opening. And if this conversation feels fun to you, it's like that might be your being saying, hey, yeah, let's play with this, you know? So so when you ask questions, a true question is an acknowledgement that there is something that is beyond what you are currently aware of. Like, you can have possibilities. If you have possibilities in your universe that you are aware of, that you're asking for, that's awesome. You want to, like, we always want to be playing with possibility, because that is actually what creates the future and what creates this expansion of our money flows and revenue streams and businesses and all of that. It is when, like, the to me, what gets really, really juicy is when I actually start to ask for things that I don't even know what they are. And that's the beauty of this stuff, is that you don't have to know what you're asking for. You don't have to get very, very, I mean, getting specific can be great in a way. And sometimes people eliminate possibility by getting too specific, or like honing in on like what you've decided. Basically, if you're asking with a point of view of like, I need to have, you know, $1 million because of blah, 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 you know, then it just becomes this like tunnel vision point of view that when you ask from that energy, it doesn't really create more. But if you ask things like, hey, universe, like, what would it take to actually have total ease and total peace with money? What would it take to have way more money than I could ever spend? And what would it take to have, you know, millions, billions, and trillions of dollars in of all currencies coming into my world all the time? Things like that, where it's just like this fun space of like, wow, I have no idea how I'm going to create this or what this might even be like. And yet it feels so fun. And I it's an invitation for the universe to start to contribute to you. So what would it be like if you started asking for more revenue streams in a way that is truly from the space of question, like what revenue streams are available to come and play with me? What creations would like to come through me and my business and my life? What could I add today to create more revenue streams, more income streams, more money, more cash, more wealth right away? And there's a curiosity there that is this invitation for the universe to come and play with you and contribute to you and to open up that space for you of, you know, that you've asked the question, you're asking questions. Now, what are the new choices available? What are the possibilities? What is the contribution that the universe can be to you, that your business can be to you, that others can be to you, that the earth can be? What and what contribution can you be? And it's a totally different universe I'm creating. And, you know, like I said, I've seen it work over and over and over and over and over again in my own business and in the businesses and the lives of people that I work with. And this is actually, I have a, just a side note here, I have a 6-month business creation intensive called the Generative Business Pods that is actually an intensive of creating from the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business and really creating from the elements of creation, question, choice, possibility, and contribution, and applying those tools to the creation of your business in a very, it's an intensive, so it's a weekly conversation. There's different types of calls and trainings and things like that we do. And it's been so amazing. This program has been going for a couple years now. And it's just been such a gift to me to see what, like the choice for like people stepping into this choice of, hey, I'm going to actually take 6 months here. I'm going to steep myself in this conversation of creation with the elements of creation and asking, like playing with money and playing with business in a really different way. And what opens up in people's universes when they choose to actually embody those elements of creation with money and business, it's absolutely phenomenal and such a gift to me. And I'm just so grateful for that creation and everybody who's chosen it. And we are actually going to be starting another round of the Business Pods in March. We're opening up another program, another group, and the registration for that begins February, I believe it's the 6th. And if you're interested, you'd like to know more, you can go to heathernichols.com/businesspods to find out more about that. It is a limited program, so it does fill up, and we have had to turn people away in the past. So, but I bring that up because it is one of these playgrounds for exploring different revenue streams that are available to you. And one of the things that we do a lot with business is we actually see our business as one revenue stream. So anywhere that you've decided that your business is a single and solitary and maybe even your only single and solitary revenue stream or your job or, you know, might be your partner's income, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, if you're a mom and your husband or your, you know, children's father works, or, you know, if there's one person in the household that makes the money and the other who takes care of the kids and the household, it's like there can often be this sense of like our income is limited by the salary, right? Whatever that is, like whether it's, you know, your wages or your salary in a job that you might have, or your spouse's, or it could also be your business. Like maybe you're a coach and you have, you know, you make X number of dollars per hour, and you do the math based on how many hours you can work each week, and then that's the cap to your income. So what else is possible with that? And what can you add to your life, and what revenue streams can you start to invite in to actually expand that and play with that and not create more work for you or more like struggle, but more money, more cash, more wealth, more abundance, more play. And everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. So anywhere that you have identified your business as a single and solitary source of income, like a single and solitary revenue stream, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Now, what if every creation in your business could be, or and actually not even could be, but is a different stream of income? So maybe you have like, you know, if you, maybe you have like classes or workshops that you teach or facilitate, and then you see clients, or you, you know, have products online that you sell, or even you sell cars, you know, like what if every single car was a revenue stream? What if every single class was a revenue stream? Every single client, every single product, right, was a stream of income. And when you start to acknowledge the diversity and the expansiveness of the revenue streams in your business, then there's this sense of, it's almost like, because your business has a consciousness, your money has a consciousness, all of those streams of income, they have a consciousness. And it's sort of like when you don't acknowledge something and you're not willing to acknowledge something, there's this way that we actually eliminate the energy of that, rather than really going, hey, cool, like, thank you, this stream, like for this class or this creation or this car that I sold, or, you know, this whatever, like, thank you for being a stream of income in my world. And the acknowledgement of that actually allows you to create more. It allows you to have more. It allows you to receive more. Because all of a sudden, rather than going, I've got this one source of income and it's not enough and that sucks and I need to change that, you go, wow, look at what I do have. Look at what I have created. Look at all these, oh, somebody bought me a coffee today. How does it get better than that? That's so cool. You know, that's a, I mean, in a way, you could see that as like, oh, that's another place where money can come from or contribution can come from. And so what happens when we start to see, you know, our lives and our money flows from that point of view, your point of view does create your reality. And so when you start to see it all from that point of view, then your point of view like changes. Your point of view is expansive. It expands to acknowledging all of the different gifts that exist in your life. And guess what's going to show up? More of that. More gifts. More contribution. Elements of creation. Question, choice, possibility, contribution. More contribution from your business. Like your business, like if say your business, you thought it was one revenue stream, but it's actually like 25. And now you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't been acknowledging that. How cool is that? You know, and every single creation gets happy, and every single creation can start to contribute to each other, to you, to your business in a different way. So what is truly possible if you're willing to actually see what is, acknowledge what is that you may not have been willing to acknowledge before? And what would that open up for you in terms of more streams of income? So everything that doesn't allow that to be your reality and you to have that level of ease with creating money and revenue and income, will you destroy it and create it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pock pie shirts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, cool. And then the ask and you shall receive. It's like, I feel like we've been like, winding our way to this, like, oh, now that we've talked about getting rid of the judgments and that we've talked about acknowledging what is and seeing what is actually possible with multiple streams of revenue, we can actually have the conversation of asking for more revenue streams to show up, creating them, and what that can actually look like. That is very, very different than anything that we've thought that it looked like before. So, yeah. So everything that doesn't allow you to have way too much fun with that, will you destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shirts, boys, bands. So we're going to actually break now so that we can dive into that conversation when we come back. I wonder where we'll go next. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Hey guys, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're talking today about multiple revenue streams and creating multiple revenue streams. And it's always funny with these conversations because sometimes there's some stuff we got to get out of the way, and especially with money. You know, money is just one of those areas that there's lots of charge and there's lots of different places and spaces where we stop ourselves and where we make it hard and all of that. And so now what can we play with? We've talked about getting rid of the judgments. We've talked about all the points of view about, well, not all of them, but at least to give you a place to start and play, around what, money being hard or different revenue streams being a challenge. And now I want to play in this last segment with what is it like to actually start to ask for more streams of income to show up? And the thing that is so, this is like truly one of the conversations in Access that lights me up so dynamically and is so much fun for me the more and more and more that I choose to play with this, which is this reality of ask and you shall receive, that you can actually ask for things to show up and not have any idea how they're going to show up, or you know, like how that's going to be created, or even, you know, having any attachments to whether it does or not, and allow the universe to go to work contributing to you and like giving you different places and spaces to play and different possibilities in your world that you can then start to expand and add to your life. And this is, the more I get this as a reality, like the more I'm willing to have this as my reality, ask and you shall receive, the more I actually, the more it is, funnily enough, your point of view creates your reality. And I know for me, I used to go, oh yeah, ask and you shall receive. Okay, so I asked the universe and then I would go to like the figuring it out. You know, it's like, what would it take to have multiple streams of income? Hey universe, what would it take to have more streams of income than I could even count? You know, and then going into like, and then it was like, I would ask, but then I would go to like, but it doesn't exist now and I have to work hard to create it. And now I have to start to figure out how I'm going to make that happen. Well, guess what I just did? I asked for it. I opened up a space of choice, possibility, contribution. And then I immediately went to conclusion and computation and figuring it out and denying that I just set the universe in motion on my behalf to create and deliver and expand, like to create with me, because I'm engaged with the process, but I just set the universe to work on my behalf to create that. And so it's like, the more you go into like asking and then like looking at what you'd like to have in your life and then going into the computation of how it's going to show up, the more you actually create more work for yourself. You're like opening up the possibility and then closing it down and then opening it up and closing it down. What if the how was not up to you? What if the how was absolutely irrelevant? And this is something that is can be really tricky for us to get. And I always say, you know, the good news is that how is irrelevant. You are off the hook. You are, if you choose for that to be your reality, you're actually off the hook for the rest of your life, for the rest of your existence as a being, for figuring out how anything is ever going to get created. The universe is incredibly dynamic. It is incredibly intelligent. It is incredibly contributory and desires actually to contribute to you. And that's oftentimes what we forget when we ask for things is like, it's almost like now I have to like be a good person, you know, be a good boy or a good girl or work hard enough or figure out the special formula to unlock the complexity that money is. What if, so everything that is and everywhere that you've applied that space, and that those computations to the creation and the receiving of money, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shirts, boys, and bands. What if there's a dynamically different, super expansive, generative space of creation, of requesting, of playing, and creating, and receiving money, and creating more revenue streams, and receiving more revenue streams that you've never considered? And everything that doesn't allow that to be your reality, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. So starting to ask for different revenue streams. Now, here's something that, so I just want to invite you guys. So if I were to give you like a step-by-step, which is so funny, because I did say that I don't ever do linear, but let's just pretend like this is linear, even though it's totally not. If your brain would like to hold on to something from the show today, here it is. Like a formula for creating more revenue streams is to, the first thing is to pock and pot all your refined judgments of that, of how hard it is or how complex it is or what's required of you, to start to acknowledge what is what is actually already, how many revenue streams you actually already have in your world, and be grateful, have gratitude for all of that. And then start to ask the universe for more. Hey, what would it take? What can I be? What can I create? What can I receive to have? How many revenue streams could I have? Like, what would it be like to have more revenue streams that I can even count? What chaos can I be? What chaos can I instill in my business, in my money flows, to have more revenue streams that I could even count? Everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pock, pod, shirts, boys and beyonds. Now, step four. Step four is you actually want to, because the thing is that this, so nothing ever, this is a famous quote from Dane here, Dr. Dane here, one of the co-creators of Access Consciousness, literally says this every class that I've ever taken with him. I think he's said this, and I get it more and more all the time. Nothing shows up like you think it's going to, ever. Nothing ever shows up like you think it's going to. And so with that, when you start to, because that's a really easy thing to see when you're looking in hindsight. So when you know, if you look back upon your life right now, like if you sort of go, okay, let's look at the past right now and what has shown up and how it's shown up, you could be like, yeah, that's true. Nothing shows up like I think it's going to. Like, I would imagine that most things that you've created have had some element of like surprise or, you know, not being exactly like you thought they would be. And it's easier to have, like, for our minds, it's sort of easier to have a sense of that when you're looking back on what has already occurred. Now, what if you are willing to look ahead, look at your future with the total and absolute knowing that whatever you're asking for right now, the revenue streams, the expansion of your cash flows, your money flows, your business, it's pretty much guaranteed that it's not going to show up like you think it will. It's pretty much guaranteed. Now, you can make it harder for yourself by having lots of projections and expectations around what this whole request around multiple revenue streams is going to look like. You can have a lot of expectations and projections around that. You can also approach it with total curiosity. And really, to me, this is business. And we say in The Joy of Business, business is the adventure of living. It's an adventure. It's an adventure of creation, of creating your life and your living. And when you're going on an adventure, do you know what it's going to look like? Do you know what it's going to be like? No. If you did, it wouldn't really be an adventure. What if the creation of your life could be an adventure? What if the creation of lots of revenue streams could be an adventure? And you could allow the, like, amazingly contributory, generous, like, infinite universe to actually really create with you. And it's like when you ask, hey, I'd like to have a lot more cash, a lot more streams of revenue. Hey, universe, bring it on. I wonder what it's going to look like. I wonder how it's going to show up. And you acknowledge, like, and this is really a space of chaos that we then get to play in, is like, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't have to know. I'm not even going to try to figure out, because that's a waste of my time and energy. What my job is to actually receive and to actually say yes to the things that come that are a match for what you're asking for. When you are willing to function from that space, and this is not, it's not like you're going to get there and you're going to be all done and all good. You know, it's like there's always more with this conversation and how creation works with these tools. But there's a sense of play with the universe and also a real knowing that, hey, the universe actually has your back. The universe has your back. And so what then... if you actually really approach your life and your future and everything you're asking for and everything you're creating from the total knowing and the like in your molecules, in your cells, you know, that the universe has your back, and when you ask for something, it starts the wheels of creation moving in a particular way. And it's your job to stay open to and say yes to those things that show up that are a match for the energy of what you're asking for, even when they don't look like you think they're going to. That is the magic of creation. That is the magic of receiving. And if we're talking about revenue streams, it's like, oh my goodness, like how much fun could you have creating more money, creating more cash from that space of like, this is an adventure. This is a total adventure. How much fun can that be, right? Nobody's allowed to have that much fun with money. So everything that is, we destroy it and create it times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah, so what would it be like if you actually really had that as your reality and you were willing to see, and this is where the following the energy, it's just so key. And going with what that which feels light, expansive, spacious, joyful, easeful for you. Like, again, if this conversation is lighting up your world in a way and you're like, oh, yeah. What if you allowed yourself to play with that? What if you allowed yourself to just experiment? If what you have right now and what you've created so far doesn't work for you, then hey, you kind of have nothing to lose, right? So how much fun could you actually have with these tools and this way of creating that you've not actually considered before? So everything that doesn't allow that, everything that doesn't allow you to have way too much fun with all of this, we destroy it and create it. Right, wrong, give, bad, all name, puck, pod, shirts, with me on. Yeah. And one of the things about this is really, to me, it's like, this is the play of business. And so this is like looping back to how does this relate? How does this conversation relate to business? It's like your business can have, like, say you have a business, you know, it's like, what is that? Like, what are the revenue streams that are available, like that you could be creating in your business? And then what are also like, is there investment income? Is there like, what are all the possibilities? Like, what if you could just have money show up in your bank account as if by magic? Like, hey, I'm not going to, you know, eliminate that as a possibility from my world. What if you don't have to know how it all gets created or how it is all going to get created and you can just be in the play of it? And the space of question, choice, possibility, contribution, and really embodying that as how you create and the elements of creation that are here to be played with and these tools that you can actually pick up and use. There's such a dynamic contribution that can be to your world that it's just so much easier than I got to work hard, I got to figure it out, I got to compute how all this is going to show up, and then I have to control it. And it's like, no wonder, like if you have been functioning from that space and you don't have the money or the cash that you've been asking for, or maybe you do and you're like not happy and not having fun, perhaps there's another way that actually could be a lot more fun for you. So yeah, I wonder what you can create with that and what you can play with. And this is a conversation that is very alive in the Generative Business Pods, among so many other conversations when it comes to creating with your body and creating with intimacy with you and your business and like having people work with you. And there's just like so many different conversations that we actually get to have in this 6-month journey of really embodying the tools of access consciousness when it comes to creation of business and money, question, choice, possibility, and contribution. So heathernichols.com/businesspods is where you can go to find out more about it. We start March 7th. Registration opens February 6th. And we would love to have you come and play. And I wonder how many revenue streams you could ask for today and how you could be surprised and delighted by the universe in how that all shows up and what it looks like. And it's not going to look like you think it will. So how does it get better than that? Thank you so much for listening. And we will be back next week with more. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.